What changes would you like to see happen over the next 2 years?
Well, my main goal really is to recruit and get Republican candidates elected to office. The next thing up we have is the city elections, city council. Filing is in July. As you know, the demographics in the city do not favor the Republicans. Right now we have one lone guy on there, so it's tough. But we are trying to recruit professional types, credible, qualified, competent people.
Tax reform, it's a huge item on the agenda for legislators in Raleigh, and there are clearly divided allegiances. Where do you stand on film incentives?
I don't have a strong position on that. My issue comes down to this. If Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and the rest of the country is currently using incentives, you're not on a level playing field if you say, no, we can't do that at all.
You know, we've heard people talk about just eliminating corporate income tax and personal income tax in favor of a usage tax of sorts, taxing services that haven't been taxed before.
I have an issue with some of those usage tax. You know, folks, when you're living up in the Northeast or California, the tax rates just crush business. And a lot of folks are fleeing right now California, going to Texas that has no state income tax, as does Florida. I think if we kind of move towards that, you would see companies, instead of going to South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, or neighbors, they may come here to North Carolina to relocate their business here.
Locally, we have a peculiar issue at the county level. New Hanover County Commissioner Brian Berger has been formally asked by his fellow commissioners to resign twice now. So the board has finally taken control of the situation by filing an A motion to oust Berger. Is the Republican Party positioning itself for when that situation shifts, and how are you doing that?
Well, we've been positioning for, 2 years now, and Mr. Berger has been a distraction for quite some time. When I first became party chair over 2 years ago, I resurrected what we have called the Leadership Development Committee, and that committee is responsible for recruiting candidates and, among other things, filling a vacancy should it arise.
And do we know any more at this point about the A motion process? Will it be effective? Will there be an appointee to take his spot if it is effective, or will there be a special election?
Well, I haven't seen this process play out, and I think it could get tied up in the courts for a year and a half, and by that point, Mr. Berger's term would be over. But I have a feeling Mr. Berger will probably retain counsel, if he hasn't already, and fight this.
Economic development has been a big issue for the Cape Fear region. Does the county GOP have a clearly defined strategy?
In terms of the economic landscape, coming from where I come from, I think we need to do something. If you have to decide, do you want to be a tourist spot and a beach area, or do you want to be a city that has a vibrant economy? You have to strike the balance. Do I have the answer on it? No. But I can tell you that I don't think my children will come back and find good quality jobs here today or tomorrow.
Does the county party have a position on whether a Titan cement plant should set up shop here?
There are folks that are for it and folks that are against Titan. I have not seen any raw data, so me personally, I can't really comment whether they would comply with the Clean Air Act requirements. That needs to be pursued further, I believe. But as I say, there are people that want to bring Titan. They want to see the jobs come here, and there are folks that are anti any development because of pollution issues.
Rhonda, any final thoughts?
Well, I think if you're concerned about any issues, you need to get off the couch, get away from your TV, and really get involved.
Rhonda Amoroso, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel.